Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear Mu'mineen Mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this beautiful Hikmah, Hikmah 17 of Nahjul Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, was asked to explain the saying of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, his family, where he said, غَيِّرُ الشَّيْبَ وَلَا تَشَبَّهُ بِالْيَهُودِ. Banish your old age by hair dye and do not acquire resemblance to the Jews. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam replied, إِنَّمَا قَالَ ذَلَكَ وَالدِّينُ قُلٌّ فَأَمَّا الْآنَ وَقَدْ اتَّسَعَ نِطَاقُهُ وَضَرَبَ بِجِرَانِهِ فَامْرُؤٌ وَمَخْتَارٌ. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said this at a time when the religion was confined to a few. But now that its expanse has widened and it is firmly settled, each person can make his own choice. Therefore, it is clear that some of the ahkam and rules of Islam depend on some conditions and circumstances. For example, there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Sheikh Sadur narrates in Ma'ani al-Akhbar, page 152, where someone came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked him about the saying of Prophet, peace be upon him, his family, about saving wealth and money, where he said, أَيَّمَا رَجُلٍ تَرَكَ دِينَارَيْنْ فَهُمَا كَيٌّ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Whoever dies and 2 dinars remains from him, those 2 dinars will be used to brand him between his eyes. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explained that this hadith was about Ashab al-Suffa, that in those times they were very poor and needy, and they were surviving with the charity money among themselves. But in this time, it is okay that a believer save money for his expenses throughout the year. Another example from the book Al-Kafi, where someone came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked him how much of child's possession is halal for the father to use for himself. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded that قُوتُهُ بِغَيْرِ سَرَفٍ إِذَا الْتُرْ. He can use or eat by observing moderation in case of emergency. Then the person asked about the saying of Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, where he said to someone, أَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ لِأَبِيكُ. You and all your possess belong to your father. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explained to him that this was about someone that came to Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, and said that his mother died and left him heritage, but the father does not give him what belongs to him. And Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, when he saw that the father was needy and poor, said to the son that you with all your belonging are for your father. Therefore, you can understand, my brothers and sisters, that ahkam rides on the subjects, and there is a need of analyzing and reflecting about the conditions and circumstances where ahkam were presented by Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam. In this case, Ibn Abi al-Hadid says that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had dyed his beard on the day of Ashura, so that he looked young and strong in the eyes of enemies. From this, we can drive the general principle that when confronting the enemy, we need to put on a show of strength, especially when we feel that Islam is looking weak in the eyes of the masses. There is this story about Sattar Khan, a leader of the constitutional revolution of Iran in early 20th century, that says he was fighting in Tabriz, a city in northeastern Iran, and towards the end of his battle, he was alone. But he was fighting the enemy from 16 different directions. And the enemies were surprised about the number of soldiers they were facing, to the point that they asked for reinforcement. They say the fight went on until there was only 1 bullet left for Sattar Khan. But the enemy, who imagined that he still had many soldiers, ask for a ceasefire and negotiations. Yes, we need to be a soldier for the army of Islam in a way that makes the enemy uneasy by seeing our strength. This is the kind of soldier that Imam Ali alayhi salam was wishing for when he said in the Hikmah 25, Ama wallahi lawadittu anna li bikum alfa farisin min bani Firas ibn Ghan. By Allah, I wish I had only 1,000 horsemen of Banu Faras ibn Ghanm. And Imam alayhi salam read the poem which says, هُنَالِكَ لَوْ دَعَوْتَ أَتَاكَ مِنْهُمْ فَوَارِسُ مِثْلُ أَرْمِيَةِ الْحَمِيمِ. In there, if you call them to help, the horsemen would come to you like the summer clouds. Therefore, Imam alayhi salam's wish was to have such soldiers and followers. Some interpreters of the Imam's words say that one of the soldiers that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wished to have on his side was Rabi'at ibn Makdam, to whom Imam alayhi salam has referred in a line of poetry which is also narrated in Alfiya of Ibn Malik, Jazallahu anni wa jaza'u bi fadlih Rabi'atan khayra ma a'affu wa akrama. May mighty Allah reward Rabi'ah on my behalf, while this reward is due to his grace and mercy. How chaste Rabi'ah is and how generous. The story of Rabi'ah is that one of the tribes asked him to protect a group of women while they traveled from one location to another. On their way, they encountered a group of bandits who tried to assault them. Rabi'ah started to fight with them and asked the woman to travel ahead. So Rabi'ah kept fighting, and after getting stabbed by a spear, he became certain that he would die soon. So by using his spear and bow, he adjusted his body somehow so that he would not fall from the horse when he dies. The enemy fell for his trick, and it took them some time to realize that he was dead, and by then the woman had safely reached their destination. When the news reached Imam alayhi salam, he said, Ar-Rabi'ah huwa hamiyu dhan hayyan wa mayyita. Rabi'ah protected the travelers alive and dead. And Imam alayhi salam recited the poem that we read earlier and praised him. With all that has been said, we understand that we have a duty to show strength in front of the enemy. Sometimes this might be by looking young and strong, or sometimes fighting the enemy from multiple directions, and sometimes, like our beloved martyr Haj Qasim Soleimani, fighting the enemy in a way that even your death is a threat to them. And indeed, today we are in the battle against oppressors, and we have to help and support the Wali of our time, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, by filling the gaps and strengthening the army of Islam by any means necessary, fighting in different fields at the same time, spiritually, mentally, and physically, at home by educating our children, and on the platforms by using our different skills in a way to be a pain in the neck for the enemy, and showing the strength of the army of Walaya. Therefore, inshallah, become among the true helpers and supporters of our Imam, Imam al-Asr wal-Zaman, Imam Mahdi, the savior of humanity, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.